Go to HoustonTexans.com to register for your chance to win Lunch with a Texan, which includes lunch in the Texans cafeteria with the Texans Community Player of the Year, food provided by Whataburger, and a tour of the Houston Texans team facilities. September's nominees are tight end Garrett Graham, defensive back Andre Hal, and center Ben Jones. Every vote automatically enters you to win a Whataburger VIP pack, which includes tickets to a Texans game and front-of-the-line access for the Community Player of the Year appearance. And welcome back to the show. And while DeAndre Hopkins might not be nominated as a Player of the Month, he's definitely on the short list of Player of the Year for the Houston Texans.
Well, Patty, third year for DeAndre Hopkins. And think about this. Last year, 1,200-plus yards. I think he's primed for a huge campaign. Obviously, no more Andre Johnson. The wide receiver group is fortified top to bottom, very deep group. But Hopkins is going to be used in short routes, long routes, you name it, they'll use him. And I know you had a chance to catch up with him.
Yeah, he is definitely ready to step up.
No, I don't really feel the pressure at all. I mean, I've never really been the number one route receiver, you know. But I don't really feel any pressure. You know, this is what I play for. This is what I come to work every day, you know, to be, you know, the guy that they can go to every play. So I don't feel any pressure at all.
And like DeAndre said, he's ready to step into that role, but he knows he's got a lot of talent on the other side that's going to help him be successful.
Well, when you look at Nate Washington, Cecil Shorts III, which is kind of a tongue twister, okay, as a play-by-play guy, I have to rehearse that an awful lot. And then we'll see how they use Jalen Strong and Keith Mumphrey. We mentioned Keyshawn Martin earlier. It is a super deep group of wide receivers. Yeah, I know number 80 is no longer here, but again, top to bottom, you're looking at ocean depth here, Patty.
Well, and you're also looking at a great group of guys, and we had a chance to get to know Cecil Shorts just a little bit better. Would you rather fly or read minds?
Fly. Oh, read minds. I thought you were going to say something else. Fly or read minds? Oh, it's on. I kind of can read people's minds now. Fly.
What am I thinking?
I'm not sure.
Would you rather be your coach's favorite or a fan favorite?
Fan favorite.
Would you rather know the date of your death or the cause of your death?
Neither. I don't want to die. Like, my question is, no way. Throw that out the window. That's awful. No. That's terrifying. I don't know the date. Think about if you knew the day that you died. Oh, that would be terrifying. Yeah, I don't want to know. Neither. The cause? I guess if you know the cause, you can try to prevent the cause. You know what I mean? Unless it's... Yeah. Yeah, you can just try. Oh, that's scary to think about. I don't know. That's like a movie type thing.
All right. Would you rather spend the day surfing on the ocean or surfing on the internet?
Internet. I can't swim. I'm terrified of water. It has nothing to do with showers. I don't want to be in water.
Smartest person in the world or the most attractive person in the world?
I'd rather be smart. I'd rather look how I am now and be smart than be the most attractive. Well, you can be attractive. See, I'm thinking too deep. I'd rather be smart.
So are you saying you think you're attractive enough, not smart enough?
Ouch. I don't know if that was a shot.
No, not at all. But you're like, no, I want to look like I look now. I just want to be smarter.
So yeah, saying, I can say that, yeah.
That's what you did say.
That's what you made me say. See, y'all like to do that. Y'all like to put things in my mouth, and I didn't say that. Yeah, I guess so. She was right.
So the question is, Mark, would you rather wear a Super Bowl ring or be in the Broadcasters Hall of Fame?
Oh, my gosh. Go to commercial. Now, I want to win a championship, because like if I'm the announcer for a championship team, I'm gonna get some accolades too. Not that that's important to me or anything.
No, of course not. Let's go to break on that note. We'll be back with more, including your starting quarterback, Brian Hoyer. Stay with us.